Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
This is K4BLX. Please stand by for the net.
This is K1HTV Mobile. Did I miss the net?
Hey, Rich. No, this is K4BLX. I'm a little under the weather tonight, so I'm getting a late start. I was hoping somebody could fill in for me, but I am going to take it here in one moment. I'm just pulling up the script.
Good, Garrett. Hope you feel better. Stand by. This is K1HTV Mobile in Warrington.
QST, calling all radio amateurs. This is K4BOX activating the FOC here. Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrington, Virginia. The FARA VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fakir Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz sub-audible PL tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to FARANET at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. This is the Wednesday net, so we will have a check-in on the FARA UHF repeater immediately following the VHF net. The UHF repeater is on 442.25 megahertz with the same PL. Briefly here, I'll pause for anybody who wants to have any announcements. I have a couple that I have to dig through my email to find. Sorry, I'm a little disorganized tonight. So please shout out your call if you have any announcements.
W4RKU.
W4RKU, what do you have?
I was shouting, but a couple of things. Next Thursday is our club meeting. So I wanted to remind everybody about that. We also have our club holiday gathering on Saturday evening. And so remind people of that. Don't forget to sign up to bring something. And then I might as well start now with it's that time of year everybody's membership needs to be renewed. So, before it gets into the holiday, the Christmas mess, you might want to get your membership renewed now instead of putting it off. That's all I have for right now. I'll turn it back to you, Garth, K4BOX, W4RKU, back to that.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin, for the announcements. I have one additional announcement, and I got you checked in first, Kevin. So I have one additional announcement, which I think I'm still supposed to add. Greg Mickle, who is a part of ARIES, wanted me to say that anyone who might be interested in becoming the next emergency coordinator for Louisa County, if interested, please email him at kilobravo4charliefoxtrotspapa@gmail.com. Again, his name is Greg Mickle, and it's kb4cfp@gmail.com. He's the ARIES District Emergency Coordinator for District 2. If anybody's interested, please reach out to him. I lost my script. I'm sorry. Give me a moment. Okay, so at this point, we'll start taking check-ins. I guess I'll take check-ins from anybody on Echolink and mobile first. Please go slow with me tonight. I appreciate it.
K1HTV Mobile.
KO4 November Mike Charlie Mobile. No comment tonight.
Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel Portable.
Whiskey Bravo 7 Romeo Alpha Victor. No comment.
Excellent. So far I have K1HTV, KO4 NMC. No comments. KM4 OZH. And WA7RAZ, I think it was, no comments. So if I got any of that wrong, please correct me. Otherwise, I'll take check-ins from any other stations at this point.
This is K2PI.
So, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Yankee, X-Ray.
KN4, SPL, no comment, 73 all.
Correction on my call, Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
Okay, let's hold it right there. Thank you for the correction. I got that now. WB7RAV, no comment. And then I have K2PI, and I think I got this one wrong, and I'm sorry. W4WYX, then I got Bob K4SBL, and then I got KW3FR. Please, if I got any of this wrong, please correct me. Otherwise, if there's anybody else or any corrections, please let me know. One last round before I start for comments.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray.
Okay, so I just wanted to double check.
And this is Kilo 3, Foxtrot Romeo, call check.
Okay, I got a couple corrections there, and I appreciate that. Sorry, again, I'm sick, so I'm not picking it up all that quickly. So I got Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Yankee X-ray, and then Kilo K3 Whiskey Foxtrot Romeo. And then I thought I heard Kevin, but I didn't catch the beginning of that.
W4RKU, when you went down the list, you didn't repeat my call, so I didn't know if I was checked in or not. So I just wanted to verify.
This is K4BOX. Yeah, I got you, Kevin. I checked you in at the very start when you had your announcement. Sorry if I didn't say that. Okay, so with that, let's start with a round of comments. So let's kick it off with Kevin, W4RKU. What do you have?
K4BOX, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Garth. Thanks for doing the net, especially under the weather. So everybody give you a wide latitude tonight. I haven't been doing a whole lot between Sunday and today, though I did today's CWT. Bands were really bad, at least to me, seemed bad, and according to the numbers, they were kind of bad. So, nothing stellar, but frankly, I have barely any going outside the U.S. or Canada, maybe one, so, which is unusual. Other than that, that's all I have. I'll turn it back over to you, K4BOX, W4RKU, back to Matt.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Kevin. Next up is, and this is K4BOX, and next up is K1HTV. Rich, what do you have?
You're at K4BOX in the net from K1HTV Mobile on the way back home towards Amosville. Thanks for doing the net despite your bug. Hope you're feeling better soon. Not too much going on. As Kevin says, conditions weren't that great. Solar flux has been sitting around the 105, 107 mark for days and days. K index is going up, supposed to be up to 5 tomorrow. So, mag storm, they expect a small one. So, things are not that great. Although I did work a couple of good pieces of DX today, 5R8 HZ from Madagascar on 20 meters. And also worked K Kilo 8 Hotel in American Samoa on 20 meters in the afternoon about 1 o'clock via the long path. There are Europeans coming through on FT8 on 20, and there was K8 Hotel. They're still operating from American Samoa, and that path just happened to be open. The direct path was minimal, but the long path was quite good. And there's a new de-expedition on from the island of Rotuma, R-O-T-U-M-A. It's about 370 miles north of Fiji, and the station is 3D2 Alpha Golf stroke P for portable. 3D2 AG stroke P for portable. He was on 28080 Foxhound mode and FT8 for a while. Then he went back down to the normal FT8 frequency on 10 meters of 28074. That's about it from here. Back to net control from K1HTV Mobile.
Awesome. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate that. Next up, we have KO4NMC, who is no comment. Alan, thanks for checking in. And then I know I got this call sign wrong because I know it was Gil. I wrote down KM4OZH, and if you are still around, please correct me and give me a comment. Sorry, I got your call sign wrong.
K4BOX, this is KM4OZH. You got it just right, Garth. And good evening, everybody. And let's see here. Okay, so I have been working, I'm so far behind. I've been working trying to get FT8 going, and so got that programmed into the computer. So I have a question. Maybe somebody can answer it. Maybe this will probably just be simple to all the FT8 experts out there. I got a 991A Yaesu and with an internal sound card, and so we've got the, I'm on the settings page for FT8, and if I push the test button, that lights up green, and if I push the push-to-talk button, that lights up red, and the transmitter transmits, except that I get a pop-up that says no audio on transmit. So there, obviously, I've got something not exactly right, a break in the chain someplace. If everybody's got a quick answer, knows exactly what's wrong, I'd appreciate it. And I'll turn it back over to Ned. This is KM4OZH.
That's a great question. Unfortunately, I don't have a whole lot of experience, so I'll see if somebody else does. And at the end, I'll make sure before we close out, I'll do a recheck to see if somebody has an answer for you if you don't get an answer by the end. So next up, we have WB7RAV. Thank you again for the correction on your call sign. You had no comment. And the next up with a comment is K2PI. What do you have for us tonight?
Hi, good evening, Garth. This is K2PI. Not a whole lot. I got on the air a little bit earlier. The bands are sort of poor. I was on 40 meters. I was in QSO with a station in New York State. He went from S9 plus to S0 in the space of just a few minutes. I had a similar thing happen the other day. So the transitions on the bands are really, really sharp, which is kind of, you know, par for the course, I think, with conditions like this. But when the band is in, it seems to be okay. You're just going to have to follow the bands because all of the upper bands lengthen really quickly. And then they're just unusable for anything except long distance contact. So 80 meters seems to be where you need to park yourself long about 7:30 p.m. Or you're not going to really make anything other than DX contacts, and even that's going to be sparse with the K&X the way it is, as Rich described. Other than that, I'm looking forward to a 160-meter contest this weekend, which I'm going to enter as a QRP entrant. I wasn't aware of it, but I won that contest as a QRP entrant a few years ago, and I never really knew it because I'd never pulled the files down from the ARRL. So I'm going to try again, see how I do this year. It's a really difficult contest at the QRP level, and if there's any noise, it's going to be just horrific. But I'll give it a try. I'm still giving this radio a workout, and I love it. Back to net. Good to hear everybody. K2PI.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and good luck on the contest. This is K4BOX, and the next one up is KO4WYX. Thank you for the correction of your call sign. What do you have tonight, Matt?
This is KO4WYX. Sorry, a little technical difficulties here for a second. Not much to comment on other than playing a little HF fire chat with some folks out in California, testing some of the features of that, so that's been fun, experimenting with that. I will miss you guys next week. I'll miss the holiday get-together. I'll be out of the country on vacation with the family. I'll be on the beach in Mexico. I will have a drink thinking about the club, but I will be sunbathing. But that's all I got. This is KO4WX. Back to next.
That sounds like a nice vacation. Enjoy your drink on the beach. So next up, we had KN4SBL, Bob, and I think you were no comments. I didn't write that down initially, but I remember you saying that. If you're still around and want to make a comment, please chime in. Otherwise, I'll go on to the next person. I will take that as no comment. So next up was K3WFR. What do you have for us tonight?
Okay, K4BOX. This is K3FR. Let me correct you on the call there. Like my cupboard, there's no whiskey in my call. It's just K3FR, King 3 Fried Rice. not much. Worked up into New York City
last night on 2-meter FT8. But that's not an uncommon contact. They were fairly weak signals, but I had good copy on Andy up there. Aside from that, just looking forward to seeing everybody at the meeting and at the event, the year-end event. So back to you, Garth. Thanks for running the net. K4BOX, K3FR.
K3FR, this is K4BOX. Thank you for your patience with your call sign. I'm having an off night. My ears are not working, so thank you. And thank you for your comment. So with that closes out our list. I'll give my comment, and I'll do a quick recheck to see if anybody has an answer for Gil's question. I actually just wanted to say I finished up the CW Academy maybe like 2 weeks ago now, the beginner's course, and it was phenomenal. So if anybody has interest in learning CW and they haven't, bitten the bullet, taken that step, I highly recommend it. My instructor was wonderful. The coursework was great. I still have a long way to go, I think, before I can carry on a conversation on the air, but I can copy a fair bit, and I can actually send better than I can copy. So hopefully I'll continue to improve, but it was a wonderful experience, so I highly recommend it. And that's it for me. So at this point, this is K4BOX with the far net. Do we have any rechecks that can answer Gil's question about FT8 settings, or do we have any last check-ins before I close out?
QNHTV mobile recheck.
Yeah, K3FR recheck also.
Okay, I figured you might recheck, Rich. So K1HTV, what do you have?
Sure, this is K1HTV Mobile, 2 blocks from home. Two things. First, we have a new ham in the area. He talked to Andy, K1R8. This is his first contact this afternoon, and I was the second. His call is KQ4 Echo Uniform India, KQ4EUI. His name is Mike. He was at the last breakfast that we had. He took his exam from an exam session up in Alaska last Saturday, and he passed it, and he just got his call. So look for Mike, KQ4EUI. He's about less than an eighth of a mile from Mark, K4SO, over in Indian Run Road, I think it's called, in Amosville, the western part of town. To answer Gil's question, Gil, hit the F2 button to bring up settings. Select the audio tab. Make sure from the pull-down menu you have the correct sound card. Make sure you pull down the correct sound card for input and output. If you've got the one set for audio, if you've got the input one correctly, you have the audio from the receiver going into your sound card. You should see the left bar, the green turning green, with it flickering in the bottom left corner. In the other setting, the output is the output that feeds into the radio, and that's the one that should be. And after you get that set, you also have to check your sound card level setting. So F2, the audio tab, and make sure you get the right sound card. Back to net control, K1HTV, 1 block from home.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Rich. I'm sure that will help Gil. So next up was K3FR, and I got the call sign right this time.
That's all right, Garth. I also have a point on Gil's setup there. The red return on the push-to-talk test, that is all. You should not have any RF go out on that. That's just control signals, and it just proves that you can control the push-to-talk on the radio. Rich is correct in terms of the things you need to do to check on the audio path to the radio. Make sure you have the right sound card selected. You may have to go into the Windows settings and make sure that the sound card is set up as your microphone and your speakers as well. I wonder if I could just ask KQPI a question.
And I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I usually get direction from the net, since it's directed net. You mentioned last week, Harv, that you got yourself a new set of earphones. Wonder if you could send me a link to the ones that you had. You should have my email. That's good from when I sent in the K4V log to you. K2PI, K3FR.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry to jump in there without that control thing. Yes, the silence sort of gave assent, and absolutely, I'll do that. Those were, I assume those were the stenography headsets I was talking about.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, thank you very much, Harb. Back to net control. K4BOX, K3FR. Thank you.
73K2PI.
Awesome. And I was a little slow on the push to talk there because I actually haven't experienced that before running a net, so that was my bad. So I think that's it. I'll do one more call for check-ins just for any late stragglers. Any last calls? This is K4BOX with the Farnet. Anybody else who wants to check in last minute?
Hey, I'm 4OZH portable.
Go ahead, Gil. KM4OZH.
Thanks, Gar. Thanks, Ron and Rich, because I will look that area up there. Yeah, I knew that the test buttons there, the pushes on. I knew that didn't put any audio in, but I get a pop up indicating that no audio is there when I try to operate. So that's the area I will go to the audio tab, and obviously something is misconfigured there. So hopefully I could get that straightened out. All right, appreciate it so much. And Garth, you have a good evening. K4BOX, this is KM4OZH.
W4RKU.
Go ahead, Kevin. W4RKU, this is K4BOX.
Yeah, just to KM4OZH, I sent you an email, something else to check. It was easier to put it in an email than try to explain it over the year. But it's a common point of confusion sometimes with the EASUs. Thanks, Garth. K4BOX, W4RKU, back to you.
Awesome. And with that, I think I'm going to close down the net. This is K4BOX for the Farnet. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farnet at w4va.org. Please feel free to continue the discussions on this repeater. I did say that since this is the Wednesday net, there'll be a UHF check-in immediately after this. I actually don't have UHF capabilities. I'm going to go to bed. So if somebody else wants to run that, please feel free. Otherwise, thank you and have a good evening. 73.
Thanks, Ron and Travis. I'm going to wish you guys a good night. I'm just getting home from a long day of work, so I am going to sign off and wish you all well. Nice. Yeah, I think that's what happened.